Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. There are a number of different kinds of rewards cards out there to help Canadians save money when they buy stuff. But which are the most popular, both in category and in brand? And how do you use them most effectively? Natasha McMillan is Director of Everyday Banking at RateHub.ca. She's also their resident credit card specialist. And she's here to talk about their top cards and how to use them in the best possible way. She's in Ottawa. Hello there.
Hi there.
So travel rewards cards are very popular, but what's their competition? Is it cashback cards? Is it gas rewards? What's the universe of options?
The biggest competition for travel credit cards is, as you mentioned, our cashback credit cards. Those have got great popularity, especially throughout the pandemic, as we saw people were traveling less. So there was a great pickup for those cards at that time.
There are a lot of people who are completely obsessed with this question. It's how you've created a business, because a lot of people are very involved in choosing the absolute, like, most important number one card in the world. How do you rank them? How do you rank these cards?
So we rank them based off of the types of where you can get your money from. So is it everyday typical purchases? Is it based off of just gas or groceries? And how many points you can get for your expenses. So some cards offer 2 times the points based on your purchase. Some of them offer only one type. So we're using that based to calculate the value that that card can bring to each consumer.
Now, your business model and that of any of these, you know, rate aggregators is to earn a small fee when someone applies for a credit card after visiting your site. How do you ensure that that business model doesn't affect your ranking? Because when I looked, all the cards at the top of the list were, quote, featured cards.
Yeah, so it's actually, we get, it's off of based off of approval of the credit card. So what we're trying to ensure is that we're suggesting cards that work and fit the needs of our consumers. So we actually have online a flow that allows users to come on and put in exactly what they're looking for. I want a travel rewards credit card. I typically spend X. I'm also looking for a certain amount of perks, whether it's travel insurance or I want lounge access. And as they go through that flow, we actually run through our algorithm and suggest these would be the top cards. And so we provide options for that, and they can kind of look through that and see what actually works to their benefit the best.
How do you ensure, though, that you're objective? Because if I was just running the P&L for RateHub, I would make darn sure that the cards that were at the top, that the algorithm put in front of a consumer, were also ones that I made money from. And I can't imagine that you have an affiliate relationship on absolutely every single card in the Canadian marketplace.
Yeah, so that's a great question. A lot of what we're looking to do is to ensure that the customer experience is the best. So we're not only looking at where we make the most money, but actually cards that have the best benefit to our consumers and ensuring that they're getting the best bang for their buck. So what we don't want is to push forward, for example, a credit card that has no benefit to the users, because what will happen is they will come back, they'll post a negative review, and that will actually hurt our brand. So our main focus is ensuring that consumers are getting the best card for their use and ensuring that they know how to maximize the benefits that that card offers, and they are aware of the pitfalls as well.
And there's two parts to this equation here. Like, we want to earn the most points possible, and we want to spend the points in the most efficient way. Let's talk about earning. What are the ways in which Canadians can use these cards to earn the absolute most number of points possible?
So it's really important to look at the fine details of each card. As I mentioned, some cards offer more points for restaurants and dining or groceries. Some cards offer points generically for any purchase made. So I think each user really has to look at their personal spending habits to identify what card will be the best for them.
One of the pitfalls that I've often pointed out is when people get so addicted to earning points, they make poor financial decisions because they're shopping for full priced stuff just because it's double or quadruple points day.
Exactly. One of the things that we highly recommend that people take advantage of as they're looking to maximize travel reward points is to look at these welcome bonuses. So you can quickly amass a ton of free points by taking advantage of these lucrative sign-up bonuses. So for example, right now, TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite is offering a welcome bonus. So if a user has identified the need for a travel credit card, it's beneficial to look at which ones are offering bonuses and which ones might be beneficial to them.
Spending's the other part of it here. I went on to spend some of my points on an airline, and then I thought, oh, well, while I'm here, I'll look at a rental car or a hotel. And the value of those rewards was a fraction of what I would have got dollar to dollar on a flight. What are some of the things that people should know about how those equations get calculated?
Yeah, so it's really important to note where you can get the benefit from. So for example, a lot of these credit cards offer renter car collision loss or damage. So it might actually be not beneficial to claim your points to book the rental car, but it's helpful to book the actual rental car with the credit card. And God forbid, you get in an accident. So there are some of those benefits that it's always valuable to look at how you've earned your points and the value of those points when you look, go to redeem them.
So give me the insight here though, on my question, if I've got points that are way more, they go way further on a flight, does it follow that they go not as far on renting a car or booking a hotel room?
No, I wouldn't say there's necessarily a correlation with that. I think it really depends on each specific credit card and where their partnerships are. So for example, Aeroplan credit cards will give you a preferred booking with Air Canada. And so another example for that is the Brim MasterCard. You actually receive a discount on eligible airlines such as Lufthansa or Emirates. So it's really about looking at where you want to go and what the benefit you're looking to do and finding the right card to help you with that.
What caution would you offer consumers on credit card churn? Because some of these offers look amazing, but you and I both know that if people apply for a whole bunch of credit cards, if they cancel credit cards, there are very clear implications to their credit score.
Yeah, my advice would be to apply for a credit card that A, you will use, and not only just to maximize on the benefits. As you mentioned, canceling a credit card after a short period of time does hurt your credit score, or running a balance for a long period of time. So ensuring that you're using the point, you're using the benefits of the card without negatively impacting your credit score. So not making erroneous purchases just because there's a 4 times the points bonus for that month, but actually ensuring, do I need this? Is this fitting my lifestyle, and not going outside of your means in that sense?
Give me the top 3 credit cards that RateHub is putting forward at this moment in time, because I'm sure it's a competition that is fluid and there are winners, and you know the positioning of the top cards changes over time as different things happen. But what would you say by way of example on cards that top the list?
Some of the top cards that we're currently seeing right now are the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. So some of the benefits there include a huge welcome bonus, and they're actually waiving the first year of annual fees. They have an infinite Visa Infinite concierge service that's 24/7. So if you need some help with bookings, they're there to do that as well. This credit card also offers some great travel insurance. So for a weary traveler who perhaps is a little more uncomfortable and wants to ensure that they're covered, especially for COVID-19 related claims, this is a great card for that. Another credit card that we're also seeing is the American Express Cobalt. This card is great for groceries and restaurants. You actually earn 5 times the points for every dollar spent on groceries and restaurants. Similar to the TD Aeroplan Visa, they have insurance and some great travel medical insurance as well. If users are actually looking for a no annual fee credit card, the Brim MasterCard is a great one as a travel rewards card. Upon approval, you could immediately add the virtual Brim card to your mobile wallet and start using it right away. And as I mentioned, you also get 3% off on flights with eligible airlines such as Lufthansa and Emirates. And these three cards really offer a great variety of benefits for all different types of users.
Interesting. There is a lot of work for people to put into getting a great card. But from what you're saying, it sounds like it pays to become a temporary expert as you're making that decision. Natasha, thank you for your insight.
Thank you so much.
Natasha McMillan is Director of Everyday Banking at RateHub.ca. She was here to talk about the big card categories. Travel rewards cards, I think, are going to be picking up as people start leaving their houses again, as well as some pitfalls to be aware of as you look at the plastic in your wallet.